Bomb explosions in Syria have left at least 16 people dead. 8 people died in a Damascus blast caused by an IED planted by terrorist groups fighting the Syrian government. Another explosion at an Air Force intelligence building in the southwestern city of Sweida left 8 more people dead. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip and the occupied West Bank have staged a demonstration against the U.S. Secretary of State's regional visit. John Kerry has held talks with the Israeli premier and the acting Palestinian Authority chief amid growing concerns over the collapse of Israel talks between Tel Aviv and the Palestinian side. Former Israeli Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman is set to return to cabinet after being acquitted of corruption charges. Earlier, an Israeli court cleared Lieberman of charges of fraud and breach of trust. He was accused of rewarding a diplomat with an embassy position. In Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood has lost an appeal against a court decision banning the group. This verdict will lead to a ban of all of the movement's activities and the seizure of its funds. The court ordered the ban back in September after the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi. Protesters in the Thai capital express anger at an amnesty bill that they say is aimed at bringing back the convicted ex-premier Thaksin Shinawat from exile. Critics say the bill, which will be debated in the Senate on Monday, threatens to disrupt months of calm after the 2010 bloody unrest. Services across Greece have shut down as unions hold a general strike to protest further austerity cuts in the cash-strapped country. Bus, ferry, and train services came to a halt, and dozens of flights were cancelled. Anti-austerity demonstrators in Athens marched on Parliament in driving rain. Garbage piles up in the streets of Spain's capital, Madrid, as sanitation workers walk off their jobs in protest of proposed layoffs and wage cuts. Spain has made deep spending cuts throughout its public services sector in an effort to reduce one of the Eurozone's highest public deficits. And a new opinion poll conducted by Press TV shows that an overwhelming majority of respondents across the world believe the West must respect Iran's nuclear rights. This is High Representatives from Iran and the 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council plus Germany are set to meet in Geneva on Thursday and on Friday.